姐妹平安，母亲节快乐。现在是读经的时间，我们今天要读的经文是以赛亚书六章一到八节，请会众起立。那我们用一个恭敬的心一起同声诵读，请。当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉伯势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，用一个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我见见大君王万军之耶和华。有一撒拉伯飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：看啊，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉了，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说：我可以差遣谁？谁肯为我们去呢？我说：我在这里，请差遣我。请我保持站立。亲爱的天父啊，感谢你，感谢你赐给我们你的话语。主啊，你的话语在我们生命中是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。主啊，感谢你一直引领着我们，是吧？也感谢你赐下你的爱子耶稣基督，让我们这不洁净的人可以到你面前来站立得住。主啊，接下来这时间，主啊，就求你用你的圣灵柔软我们的心，让我们恭敬领受从你而来的讯息。这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。接下来我们请 Pastor Robert Liddle 来为我们证道。今天证道的题目是：你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
请坐。我来介绍一下讲员。今天我们的讲员是李若伯牧师，他是我们聘牧委员会所推荐的英语部牧师的候选人。我们英语部一年多时间没有牧师，经过寻找，现在找到了最好的一位候选人。那他今天要以一篇信息来跟弟兄姐妹见面。题目是你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。把时间交给李牧师。 Pastor Rob。
Can I steal this? Okay. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Well, to the mothers, Happy Mother's Day.
母亲节快乐。
I first want to just thank you, Pastor Wong, and thank you to the council, and thank you to the Pastoral Search Committee and the EMT, and to everyone who's here today for giving me the greatest blessing that I've ever known on earth, is to preach from God's Word.
我想首先感谢一下王牧师，还有聘牧委员会，还有同工会，还有在这里面所有的在座的各位，能够给我我有生以来最大的荣幸，就是在这里能够向大家分享神的话语。
And I want to give a special thanks to the handsome man off to my right, Leo. A lot of what we're doing right now and will do, he allows me to speak freely, which is a great benefit to me and hopefully to you.
感谢我右边的这位，今天帮助我翻译。对，
I think you cut that short. God's word has always been, in my walk with Jesus, absolutely essential, instrumental, and center of my life.
在我跟主同行的这个过程当中，神的话语无疑是最重要、最基础的那部分。
Before I came to Christ, I struggled a lot with a lot of worldly sins of drugs and alcoholism, sexual immorality, and I was arrested for a felony, a wire fraud connection with a huge telemarketing ring.
在我信主之前，其实我在一些事情上的属实的一些罪过上有很多的挣扎。我有药物，还有一些酗酒上的问题，然后还有一些很多在这个情欲方面很多不洁的想法。
These sins and others, while giving immediate pleasure, will take away much more.
这些属实上这些一些罪过的一些东西，即使在当下的时候可能会给我很多的满足，但是之后会拿走更多的东西。
For years, I was an empty soul.
很多年我的灵魂是空虚的。
Like a tin can that you would click and you would hear the emptiness.
就像一个易拉罐，你如果去弹它的话，如果里面是空的，你会听到那个声音。
Was the emptiness of my soul.
我的灵魂也是那样的空虚。
And darkness, blackness would overcome me often.
黑暗还有一些混沌是在我的生命当中充满着我。
So when I came to the end of my rope and God saved me 17 years ago,
在17年前主耶稣拯救了我。
I cried out to God to fill me with his Holy Spirit and to take away this pain.
我向耶稣主耶稣痛哭流涕，同时他的圣灵充满了我，拿走了我的痛苦。
As I read God's word,God brought me into his presence in a very real and concrete way and filled me with his Holy Spirit.
当我在读神话语的时候，神把我亲自了带进他的同在，是一个非常真实一个完整的感觉，然后并且让用他的圣灵充满了我。
And I never stopped reading it since.
从那以后我就再也没有停止读神的话语。
God's love overwhelmed me.
神的爱充满了我。
I wanted nothing but God.
我只想要神，除了他之外别无所求。
He took away my desire for drugs, women, alcohol, sin, and replaced it with a desire for himself.
他把我以前对于罪的追求，对于药物，对于酒，对于性的一些追求拿走了，反而用他自己来代替，让我来追求他。
I woke up every morning and went to bed every night seeking God.
我每天早上起来，一直到我睡觉之前，我都在想神。
And I took verses like this, "Be holy, for I am holy." Seriously.
然后我把这段经文是说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的，非常认真的对待这段经文。
I didn't obey God in some legalistic fashion.
我并不是因着一些像遵从法律一样来遵从耶稣主耶稣。
I didn't obey God to earn his love. I knew I already had it.
我并不是因为想要获得神的爱而去遵从他。
I obeyed God because I wanted to be close to God.
我遵从他是因为我想更多的、更好的接近他。
I wanted to be holy because he was holy.
我想要成为圣洁，因为他是圣洁的。
But something happened that I never expected.
但是有一些事情发生了，是我以前从来没有预想过的。
Is that the closer I got to God,the more unholy I felt.
就是当我越接近耶稣的时候，我发现我是我越发的发现我自己是不洁的。
When I was sinning real badly, I didn't feel that bad.
当我 you were sinning in the bad.
I didn't feel bad. When I was doing bad, I didn't feel bad.
当他还是很差的一个状态的时候，他并没有觉得很糟糕，并没有觉得自己很糟糕。
Feel bad about.But when I started to be better, I quit my job, I told nothing but the truth, I stopped even kissing women, got rid of pornography, didn't kiss a woman to my wife.
Can you repeat that again?
I didn't kiss a woman to my wife.
You didn't kiss women to your wife?
That's okay. But I knew what was in my heart.
但我知道我的内心是怎么想的。
The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
是那肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，还有今生的一些骄傲，是真实的。
It's not only what I did wrong in my heart, but it's what I didn't do. I didn't love people the way I should. I knew that.
这并不是因为我内心一些坏的想法，而是说更多是一些我没有做到我应该去爱别人的一些事情。
When you walk with the one who is perfect love, when you see what love really is, you know how far you are from it.
当你和一个拥有着那个真正的爱的人在一起同行的时候，你知道那个真正的爱应该是什么样子的时候，你就知道自己有多么的不配，自己多么的不足。
And the weight of guilt, the weight of the law crushed me.
但是呢，所以呢，那个不足的压力，不足的重担，还有那个罪的重担，压垮了我。
I seriously considered giving up my faith.
有一段时间我是非常认真的考虑想要说放弃这个信仰。
Not because I didn't believe it anymore. I knew it was true.
不是因为我不相信这个是真实的，我确实相信，坚定相信这个是真实的。
But because I knew how unworthy I was of it.
但是只是因为我知道我自己是多么多么的不配。
And one day, 7 years into my faith,
有一天在我信主七年之后。
I cried out to God again.
我再次向主耶稣基督痛哭流涕。
And said, I am unworthy for heaven. I am unworthy for you.
我向主耶稣说，我不配进天国，我不配得到你的恩典。
And in my mind's eye, I saw the cross.
在我的内心当中，我看到一个意象，就是那十字架。
And then what I was preaching with my mouth and believed in my head dropped down to my heart.
当我内心相信，然后我在口中说着这样的话的时候，这圣灵就进入我的心中。
And I got it.
然后我就明白了。
I am not worthy.
我是不配的。
But Jesus is.
但是耶稣是。
And then I realized that the gospel is not something that I just say to get into the faith, but the gospel is something that I need to grow in the faith.
然后我明白了，这个福音并不是我需要得到然后能够进入这个信仰，而是说我进入这个信仰之后，我在福音上要慢慢在这个福音上去成长。
If I am going to approach the Holy One of Israel, I need to come to Jesus.
如果我需要能够进入那至圣者的面前时候，我需要去更接近耶稣基督。
Coming into the faith, growing in the faith,And going all the way home till I see his face.
接受这个信仰，然后在这个福音上成长，然后直到最后能够见他的面。
And that's what I want to talk to you about today.
这就是我今天我们要讲的题目。
I'm going to read Isaiah 6, 1 through 8 again in English.
我将会用英文再读一下以赛亚书六章一到八节。
We've already read it in Chinese, so we'll skip it for now.
我们已经用中文读过了，所以我就不翻译了。
And please turn to Isaiah 6.
请翻到圣经以赛亚书六章一到八节。
Isaiah 6, verses 1 through 8, in English. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having 6 wings, with 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet,And with 2 he flew. And one called out to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out. While the temple was filling with smoke, they said, then I said, woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven. And then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Whom shall go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. Father, we now come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for that precious name, the name among all names given among men by which we must be saved. We come before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask, I ask, Lord God, I cry out, I beg you that you would open our minds to understanding, that you would open our hearts to behold your glory, that you may fill your house that is no longer a temple or a tabernacle, but your people with your glory. Fill us, O Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Search our hearts, test us and know our anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in us, O Lord, and lead us in the way everlasting. Through the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord. May we see that gospel now in this text as you preached it to Isaiah when you called him into ministry to proclaim your son before he even came. In Christ's precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, the context here is King Uzziah was a good king of Israel in the top five for over 50 years.
所以就是这个背景，当时的背景是乌西亚王，他是犹大的一位王，然后是其实一开始是一个很不错的一位王，然后在超过五十年的历史里面是500年的历史里面是前五位的。
But at the end of his reign, he went into the tabernacle and wanted to be a priest too.
在他执政的最后一段时间里面，他有想去圣殿里面，他自己成为一个祭司。
God kept the offices of prophet, priest, and king separate because of our sin.
神刻意在以色列民当中刻意将这个统治者的这个办公室和这个祭司所在的地方是分开来的，因为属事的东西是有对的。
The checks and balances of power.
然后同时也在权力上有一个平衡。
Until one who would come, who was holy enough to unite the offices.
直到有一个人他来了，他是完全圣洁的，是把这些东西都联合起来。
This is Isaiah's call to become a minister.
就是在当时那个时候，是以赛亚被呼召出来做神的先知。
A prophet of God who would proclaim the coming Messiah before he even came.
一位神的先知会宣称，弥赛亚要来临。
Isaiah is often called the fifth gospel.
以赛亚书被经常称为是第五本福音书。
Because it so powerfully proclaims the person and work of Jesus Christ.
因为它是直接的、很强烈的反映出耶稣基督要来的日子。
If we are to understand the gospel, we need to understand God.
如果我们想要明白福音，我们必须要去明白神。
And the description that is given in this powerful passage is that he is holy.
在这段经文里面，一个很强烈的字眼就是讲到神，他是圣洁的。
The seraphim are worshiping God, continually praising His holiness. Three times, holy, holy, holy.
这里的塞拉湖他们在持续不断的赞美耶和华，三次讲到他是圣洁，圣哉圣哉圣哉。
It's the Hebrew way of highlighting. We could underline, italics, bold, emoticons, they repeat it.
所以这是一个希伯来文里面一个强调的一个方式。我们现今有很多，比如说加粗，比如说下面画加下划线，还有其他很多可能加一些颜色。但是在希伯来文里面，他们就是用重复。
All throughout the Bible, things are repeated twice. Jesus does it often when he says, "Truly, truly, I tell you."
经常在圣经里面有看到说有重复两次的情况。耶稣经常说就是真的，真的。
It's the emphasis.
实在，实在，实在，实在跟你说。
It's to emphasize the importance of what about is to be said.
在用重复的时候是要强调说他讲这个东西的这个重要性。
Nowhere else, no other description of God anywhere except here is it repeated three times.
整本圣经里面就这一处是重复了三次。
Holy, holy, holy.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Is the Lord.
是我们的万军之耶和华。
So what I'd like to do today is try to very briefly look at what God's holiness is and look how God's holiness affects us.
所以我今天想看的是说大概比较很快的看一下，第一个是什么是神的圣洁，然后第二个是神的圣洁会怎么样去影响我们。
Or how it can affect us.
或者换一句话说，它怎么会是用什么样的方式来影响我们。
So your first point here is what is God's holiness?
所以第一点是什么是神的圣洁。
Holiness is not merely being moral.
所以圣洁并不只是说在道德上正直。
Holiness in Hebrew and Greek primarily means set apart.
这个圣洁在希伯来文和希腊文原文里面字面上的意思就是分别开来。
You are cut out from the rest.For a specific use.
从其他的这些里面割离出来做特别的用处。
Apply to us, it means set apart for God.
在用在我们的身上就是说我们是被割离出来为主所用。
The tabernacle furnishings in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面那个以色列人在旷野的时候他们那个帐幕里面那些摆设。
The altar, the lamp,The shovel, the tabernacle is said to be holy.
里面所有的一些东西，包括祭坛，包括帐幕，包括其他所有的东西，都是特别分别出来作为神的圣洁的一个使用。
Things are not moral.
这些东西不是说道德上它是正直的。
But they are set apart for God.
他们是被分别出来为神所用。
Apply to God.This is unique. God is set apart. He's wholly other than all creation.
所以如果用在神的身上，这个圣洁用在神的身上，他神他就是独一的，他也是分别开来的，他是在万民之上，在所有的被造物之上的。
God is uniquely unique.
神他是非常特别的特别，唯一的特别，独一的唯一。I tried.
Good shot, good shot.
I tried.
Romans 11:33.
在罗马书十一章三十三节。
I'll just read it. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments! How unfathomable are His ways!
深哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。
You could read verses like that all day long.
你可以在圣经里面有这样的这个这样的经文，你可以。
The second aspect of God's holiness,
在神的圣洁的第二部分
，which is really part of His uniqueness we just discussed.
其实上是跟他的神的这个独一的。独特性是我们刚刚讨论过的是一起的。
It is moral purity.
是他完全的正直和那公正。
His goodness.
他的良善。
It's similar to created goodness, but yet utterly unique.
跟我们所在这个世界上我们被创造的这些良善，我们所观察的这些良善是很类似的，但是神的这个良善是更加独一，更加特别的。
Compare the seraphim in verse 2.
如果我们看第二节里面，这里以赛亚书第二节里面提到这个塞拉弗。
With God.
他和我们将塞拉弗和这个神相比的话。
Seraphim means in Hebrew, literally, burning ones.
这个塞拉弗在希伯来文原文里的意思就是指是通身燃烧的这样的一个意思。
They're some sort of fiery beings.
所以它就是一个浑身着火的这样一个生物。
Fire is a purifying substance.
火通常是用被用来形容一个洁净的一个方式。
When you get the impurities of gold, you put the fire under it and you melt it.
所以你如果挖出一颗金子，你想把提炼出纯净的金子，你需要用火去烧它。
And the dross, the impurities come up and you sweep it away.
然后那些不洁的东西会出来，然后你把那些不洁的东西去掉，你会得到那个纯净的金子。
So angels, beings made of fire, some sort of burning substance.
所以这个塞拉夫他自己本身就是一个通身一个火，它就是一个火的这样一个生物。
Are the most purest beings you can imagine.
所以你可以想象它可能是一个你可以想象到的最最纯洁最洁净的一个生物。
Designed to be in God's presence.
然后它是设计出来是要跟神同在的。
And yet these burning ones are so pure in the creation, they have to cover themselves, they can't even look at God's holiness.
对，即使是这些塞拉夫，它是在生物里面，你可以想象到最洁净、最纯洁的一个生物，在神的面前，它还是要用翅膀去遮住它自己的双眼。
That gives you an idea of God's holiness.
所以这个可能给你一些想法，就是有关神它圣洁到一个什么程度。
Now, how does such divine holiness affect us? And this would be your second point.
所以第二点就是说，那如此神的圣洁，它会怎么样去影响我们？对我们有什么样的影响？
The first two, one and two, God's holiness affects us by revealing our sin, one, and the judgment we deserve, two.
所以第一点和第二点，神的圣洁首先它会影响我们，通过它来因为它的神圣洁来彰显出我们的罪，所以这是第一点。第二点是告诉我们我们应得的审判和惩罚。
In verse 5,
在第五节，
Then I said,Woe is me.
当那时我说祸哉
For I am ruined.
我灭亡了
I am a man of unclean lips.
因为我是嘴唇不洁的人
And I live among a people of unclean lips.
又住在嘴唇不洁的民中
For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华
Woe is an exclamation of impending judgment on God's enemies.
这个祸灾是对于神的敌人那个即将要来的审判的一个宣告。
Jesus used it against the religious leaders of his day.
在福音书里面，耶稣有用这个词来对文士和法利赛人。
Woe is you, scribes and Pharisees. Da-da-da-da.
你们这些假冒伪善的文士法利赛人有祸了，这是耶稣在福音书里面说过的。
Ruin, or whatever your translation says, literally means to be cut off.
在这边，这个我灭亡了这个词，这个灭亡这个词，直接字面的意思就是被剪除。
To be destroyed.
被毁灭。
Has anyone ever seen the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark?
有人看过那个夺宝奇兵？那个第一部叫法贵
It's an American movie.
法贵奇兵，印第安纳琼斯
There's a scene in it where it's in World War II, and the Nazis find the Ark of the Covenant.
对，当时那有一个场景是，当时是在二战期间，然后那个德国纳粹发现了那个约柜。
And Indiana Jones, you know who he is?
那个主演是那个主角是印第安纳琼斯。
He's there too. He's tied up. He's the good guy.
他被绑在那边。他是一个好人。
And he tells them, "Don't open the ark."
他告诉德国纳粹不要去打开那个约柜。
And they don't listen.
他们没有听。
And they open the ark.
他们打开了那个约柜。
And the Spirit of God comes out.
那个神的同在出来了。
And goes over the whole army camp.
所以掠过整个军队。
And Indiana Jones tells his girlfriend, "Don't look."
印第安纳琼斯告诉他的那个女朋友就不要看。
And the Spirit of God turns them all into skeletons, the rest of them.
但是就是神的魂，神的灵把其他所有的人都变成了
skeletons
骷髅。
They turn into fear.
他们全都被毁灭。
When I saw that movie.I thought it was silly. It may be. I thought it was stupid.
当我看那个电影的时候，我觉得是那是很愚蠢的一个设计。
Because God is love.
但是因为神是爱。
God wouldn't come out and turn them into skeletons.
神不会出来把他们所有人都变成骷髅。
God would come out and they go, ah!
神会出来，我就不翻译，你们都知道了。
Steven Spielberg directed the movie.
那个电影的导演。
He's Jewish.
他是一个犹太人。
He understood God's holiness.
他明白神的圣洁意味着什么。
I did not.
我不明白。
God is holy, holy, holy.
因为神是圣哉、圣哉、圣哉的。
Number three.
第三点。
God's holiness can affect us by taking away our sin and the judgment we deserve.
神的圣洁同时也能影响我们，通过把我们的罪拿开，以及拿开我们的那些应得的审判。
Or to put it another way, God's holiness can make us holy.
或者用另外一个方式来说的话，神的圣洁能够让我们成为圣洁。
Verse 6 and 7.
第六节和第七节。
Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand.Which he had taken from the altar with tongs, he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven.
有一塞拉夫飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
Contrary to many religious leaders of Jesus' day,
跟耶稣在世的时候，很多的犹太人的那个宗教领袖相比的话
，and contrary to other religions and many people of our day,
跟其他我们可能我们现时代很多这个宗教领袖的人相比
，Isaiah confesses his sin and the just punishment he deserves.
以赛亚做了一件不一样的事情，就是他承认了他自己的罪，并且愿意知道说他应得的审判是什么。
But then God's holiness does something surprising.
但是神的圣洁却做了一样令以赛亚也惊奇的事情。
Rather than destroying Isaiah,
他并没有去毁灭以赛亚。
He takes away his sin and judgment completely.
他把以赛亚身上的这个罪恶和罪孽完全的拿走了。
Nothing in this process is contributed by Isaiah.
在整个过程里面，以赛亚没有做任何实质上的贡献。
He only confesses, agrees with the truth of his sinfulness.And just judgment that he deserves.
他唯一做的事情就是认罪，承认并且同意说他是一个有罪的人，知道他应得的审判是什么。
Brothers and sisters and friends, this is God's holiness too.
弟兄姐妹还有朋友们，这也是神的圣洁。
The passage is about God's holiness.
这整个这段经文讲的是就是神的圣洁。
This is God's incomprehensible.Pure and holy love.
这是神的超乎一切的完全的圣洁的爱。
Be holy, God says, for I am holy.
神的话这样说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
And by a sovereign act of grace, he touches him and makes him whole.
所以他用一个充满恩典的一个主权，完全神的主权的行为，他
用这个炭沾了他的嘴，就说你的罪孽被除掉了。
Now note that the coal comes from the altar in the vision.
这边要注意一点，说这个红炭是从坛上取下来的。
Why is there no sacrifice on the altar?
但是这个坛上并没有任何的祭物。
Do you know what the altar is?
大家知道这个坛是什么吗？
The altar was where the tabernacle and then the temple where they would offer sacrifices on for their sin.
这个坛是当时在这个帐幕里面，他们会以色列人去献祭，他们把祭物放到那个坛上，然后好除掉他们自己的罪。
They would lay their hand on a sacrificial animal, confess their sins, which was transferred over to the animal, and the animal would die in their place.
所以犹太人他们会按手在那些要被献祭的动物身上，承认他们自己的罪，所以是一个仪式，他们这个罪转换到这些动物的身上，然后这些动物被献祭在坛上。
But there's no sacrifice on the altar here.
但是在这个经文里面，这个坛上并没有任何的祭物。
And the reason is because the blood of bulls and calves and lambs cannot really take away sin.
因为这个的原因是因为真实的情况是这些动物的血并不能真正的除掉罪。
And God was revealing the gospel to Isaiah.
所以在这里神是向以赛亚来彰显他真正的福音。
As much as he could understand then,
在那个时候，以赛亚就他的理解范围之内能够明白的。
And then would reveal more and more for the next 50 years.
然后在之后的50年之后，会慢慢一点一点的更多的向以赛亚来彰显。
Why doesn't the angel who was made of fire, a burning one of some substance, pick up the coal from the altar with his hands? He uses a tongue.
为什么这个塞拉弗这个天使他自己本身就是一个着火的这样一个生物，他并没有用手去从坛上去取这个红炭。
It's not because the coal is too hot, because he then puts it in his hand.
这并不是 fire. 并不是因为这个红炭太烫了，因为他后来他其实就是手里拿着的。
And then touches Isaiah.
他用手拿着这个红炭去碰这个以赛亚的嘴。
The altar is a foreshadowing of the cross. It's a foreshadowing of the cross. It points to the cross.
这个你明的坛
What?
The
altar.
The altar. 所以这个坛是其实是预表将来的这个十字架。
And the angel, who is the purest of creating beings, cannot touch that altar.
所以即使是个天使，他是生物里面最纯洁的这样一个生物，他也不能去碰这个坛。
It is holy.
因为是圣洁的。
As we said, Isaiah is often called the fifth gospel.
就像我刚才说的，这个以赛亚书经常被称为第五本福音书。
Isaiah reveals what seems to be two different people throughout his book.
在整本以赛亚书里面，以赛亚好像提到有两个完全不一样的人。
A suffering servant.
一个是受苦的仆人。
And a coming divine king.
然后另外一个是即将要来的君王。
Turn with me to Isaiah 53.
跟我一起翻到以赛亚书53章。
Isaiah 53,
以赛亚书五十三章
verses 5 and 6.
第五节和第六节。
He was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
All of us like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has caused, note, the inequity of us all, including Isaiah and all, to fall upon him.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人，注意这边的众人，他有讲到是所有众人，所有的人，包括以赛亚，众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Jump down to the second half of verse 8.
我们再往下读，读到第八节的第二部分。
Note that he was, that is Messiah, the suffering servant, was cut off. out of the land of the living for the transgressions of my people.
所以这边有提到说，他从这个他是指以赛亚形容这位受苦的仆人，他从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过。
To whom that stroke was due. To whom it should have been given to.
这因为这个百姓的罪过，他承担了这个百姓的罪过，是这些罪过是应该是这个结果是应该是这些百姓承担的。
Note the beginning of this passage is in chapter 52, verse 13.
在整个这段经文里面，一开始是在五十二章，第十三节
，where the Spirit of God says, "Behold, my servant will prosper." He will be high and lifted up and greatly exalted, just like we read in Isaiah 6.
所以他这边这个十三节，他有讲到说，我的仆人行事必有智慧，必被高举上升，且成为至高，就像我们刚才读到了以赛亚书第六章第一节那个形容的那个君王的样子一样。
And verse 15, thus he will sprinkle many nations, kings will shut their mouth on account of him.
所以在十五节他继续讲到说，这样他必洗净许多国民，君王要向他闭口。
If kings shut their mouth, then he is a king of kings.
如果君王都向他闭口的话，他就是万王之王。
The Lord of Lords.
万主之主。
Turn back to Isaiah 9, verse 6.
我们如果翻回到以赛亚书第九章。
Verse 6.
第六节。以赛亚书第九章第六节。
This is Isaiah now speaking of a coming child. For a child will be born to us. A son will be given to us. And the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God.
在这里以赛亚开始提到那位要来的一位，要来的君王。因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
And then look over to Isaiah 7, verse 14.
我们再向回翻一点，以赛亚书第七章第十四节。
In the middle.
在第十四节中间的地方。
Behold,A virgin will be with child and bear a son and she will call his name Emmanuel.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
Which means God with us.
以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在。
Note that Isaiah's understanding of this gospel, the person and work of the coming Christ,grows throughout his lifetime.
通过我们刚才读的经文，你会发现到说，以赛亚他对于这位要来的君王，这位神要赐给我们的这位，对于这个福音的理解，也是在这个过程中一点一点慢慢增长的。
And surely he comes to realize that when Isaiah said, "Woe is me, for I am cut off, for my eyes have seen the King."
所以直到一个地步，以赛亚他明白到说，他一开始说的说，祸灾我灭亡了，因为我眼见了万军之大君王万军之耶和华。
He comes to realize more deeply.
他明白的更深刻了。后来
，that the king stepped down from his throne.
他明白说，那位真正的君王他自己走下那个王冠。
And took off his crown of glory.
他舍弃了那荣耀的冠冕
and exchanged it for a crown of thorns.
与其他换上了一个荆棘的冠冕
And he said, "No, Isaiah, woe is me."
他对以赛亚说，不，以赛亚，祸灾的是我。
I will be cut off and judged in your place.
会被剪除的是我，而不是你。我要受审判的是我，不是你。
As the song says, he who lives to be my king once died to be my savior.
就像那个赞美诗说的，他是我的君王，他为我死，成为我的救赎主。
And the last point, number four.
最后一点。
God's holiness can affect us, should affect us, by motivating us to seek holiness.
神的圣洁它可以影响我们，并且应该影响我们，因为它的圣洁会激励我们去追求圣洁。
Notice verse 8 of Isaiah 6.
在请大家注意在第八节以赛亚说的。
Before Isaiah has his sins taken away, he is in utter fear of his certain ruin. He knows he's cut off and he knows he'll be destroyed.
在以赛亚被神赦免之前成为神的呼召的先知之前，他只是有对于他要受的审判的那个惧怕而已。
When God takes away his sins,
当神把他的罪恶拿出赦免掉的时候，
he's completely changed.
他完全变成另外一个人。
God's not speaking to him, he's speaking to the myriad of angels and the heavenly hosts.
他当时神并没有特意的对以赛亚说，他只是神在对所有当时那些天使，所有在场的所有的人在说。
It's not a command to Isaiah.
他并没有命令以赛亚说，我要差遣你。
Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Whom will go for us?
以赛亚只听见主在问说，我可以差遣谁？谁肯为我们去呢？
Then Isaiah says, here I am.
然后以赛亚就，哦，我来。
And he comes up to God, you can imagine, send me.
然后他来到神的面前，你可以想象那部画面，他说，神请差遣我。
He's now talking to God, face to face, like a friend.
他现在像，就跟神像一个朋友一样，面对面的在说话。
But as the Lord.He is holy.
但是就像神一样，因为他是圣洁。
And God says, what is the message that Isaiah is supposed to go with?
那以赛亚要去，真的是去被差遣的话，他要传扬一个什么样的信息？
It's this message of who God is and who his people are.
是这个信息是有关谁是神，他的选民是什么样的吗？
Isaiah notices the sins of the lips.
以赛亚注意到了说他的这个嘴唇不洁这样一个事实。
Because God's people were supposed to proclaim the truth of who God was. That was their number one job.
因为神的选民应当去宣扬谁是那位真正的神，因为这是神的选民的第一重要的要务。
But they were proclaiming an idol.
但是他们却在拜偶像。
And then for the first time, Isaiah met God.
在第一次以赛亚真正见到神的时候。
And knew God.
明白神的时候。
And for the first time, Isaiah met Isaiah.
在第一次以赛亚真正见到了那位真正的以赛亚。
And knew Isaiah.
一位全新的以赛亚。
But where sin abounds, grace abounds much more.
但是罪恶还有
grace abounds. Where sin abounds, grace abounds more.
在罪恶猖獗的地方，那个恩典就更为显大。
And so Isaiah wants to go with this message.
以赛亚想要出去宣扬一个这样一个信息。
Remember, holiness is primarily being set apart.
请记住说，这个圣洁主要的意思是指分别开来。
God in his sovereign grace set Isaiah apart with the gospel.
神在他的主权的这个恩典当中将以赛亚分别开来。
And now Isaiah is cooperating with the grace of God, wanting to set himself further apart and proclaim this gospel.
所以现在以赛亚在跟神一起同工，能够让他自己更加的分别出来，并且去宣扬神的福音和恩典。
Well, how? Why?
Well, 那怎么样？为什么？
Is one because Isaiah saw the holiness of God in his sovereignty.
所以首先第一点是说以赛亚在神的主权当中见到了神的圣洁。
As the King of Kings,
作为万王之王,
he is uniquely unique,
他是唯一的存在,独一的存在,
in his power, in his strength.
在他的全能当中,
he just doesn't destroy what is evil.
他并没有是完全单纯的去毁灭那些罪恶的东西。
He turns it around and makes it good.
他把那些罪的东西转变过来变成好的。
And the greatest act of evil ever committed was the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
然后所有完全最全世界所有能够你想到最罪恶的事情就是把耶稣钉在十字架上。
And it brought eternal life into the world.
但是正是因为那个最罪恶的那个行为却把永生带到了这个世界。
As Paul says in Romans 8:28-29,
就像保罗在罗马书
God causes all things to work together for the good.
在罗马书八章二十八到二十九节
For those who love him and are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
所以这边是罗马书八章二十八到二十九节说我们晓得万事都互相效力叫爱神的人得益处就是按他旨意被召的人因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子
Friends, as we close here today
所以我们已经到了我们这个信息的尾声
We live in a situation much like Isaiah
我们在我们所属的这个现今的社会跟当时以赛亚所属的社会非常的相似。
Political changes are happening all over the world.
很多政治的斗争在各个地方，全世界各个地方都在发生。
And in the midst of it, work to proclaim the Holy One of Israel. We're supposed to proclaim the Holy God.
但是我们这些人，我们应该在这些上去宣扬神的圣洁和荣耀。
But truthfully, I fear we don't understand as holy.
但是现实情况是我觉得我们并没有完全明白神的圣洁是什么
Nor do we understand our sin.
我们也并不明白我们是什么
And as Christians, we still try to approach God based upon our own good works.
作为一个基督徒我们很多时候还是在按照我们自己的理解我们自己的认识去处理我们跟这个跟神的关系包括讲他的福音
Because we just don't understand how holy he really is.
是我们就是真的是不明白神他的圣洁是有多圣洁。
So come to Jesus.
所以请来到耶稣的面前。
If you have not yet done that, then do so today.
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督，今天是你的机会。
And if you have, do so today again.
如果你已经接受了耶稣基督，今天你也可以来到耶稣的面前。
Live in the gospel.
在活在这个福音当中。
Why do you think God tells us to pray in Jesus' name?
为什么你觉得为什么耶稣会让我们说我们要祷告奉耶稣的名
?He hears our prayers not based upon how good we are.
他听我们的祷告并不是因为我们自己有多好。
But how holy Jesus.
而是因为耶稣基督。
And then lastly realize that it's not the power of God that motivates us.
然后最后一点说不是因为说神的强大神的全能他来激励我们。
But as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:14, it is the love of Christ that compels us.
而是就像保罗在哥林多后书五章十四节说，是神的爱在激励我们。
It is the incomprehensible, pure love of God who will make us holy.
是那个超乎一切所有完全圣洁的爱，神的爱帮助我们成为圣洁。
It's His grace that sets us apart.To give him not just our church on Sunday, not just our Bible studies on Friday, not just our prayer time, but our whole lives, our whole heart, our whole desires, all our thoughts.
是他的恩典让我们分别开来，并不是只是为了让我们这个我们的这个周日的聚会，不是我们的团契，不是仅仅只是我们的祷告的时间，而是我们全整个肉体，我们所有的心灵思想。
He wants it all.
他想要所有的一切。
And when you see God's holiness,
当你看到真正明白神的圣洁的时候
you'll want to give him your all.
你会想要把你自己所有的一切都献给神。
So the application that I have down here,
所以今天我要给你们的我们今天这个信息的应用
is continually preach and teach the gospel to yourself first.
就是首先持续不断的先向你自己宣扬这个神的福音。
The degree that we see verses 1 through 7 in Isaiah, which is expressed perfectly in the gospel, is the degree to which we'll do verse 8 and want to proclaim the gospel.
到一个程度，就像这边的六章，以赛亚书六章一到七节里面，是完全一个完美的呈现一个福音。到最后我们能够像第八节里面，以赛亚跟神这样一个关系。
And then live life, as the Apostle Paul said in Romans 1:1, I am set apart.
然后直到最后，就像保罗在罗马书一章一节里面所讲到的，说我是奉召做使徒，然后在中文里面没有翻译出来，就是分别开来，为神分别开来这样一个生活。
Thank you for letting me preach it out.
谢谢你们，然后愿你们愿神祝福你。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, I come before you now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, for the incomprehensible pure grace that you bestow upon your people. We thank you, Lord God, that we have been brought into your presence by grace alone, that you have made us holy through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. For your word tells us that you poured out your love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom you have given to us. And so, Father, as we go out here today, I pray in the name of Jesus that this incomprehensible, glorious gospel that we have been given, that reveals not only a way to have our sins forgiven, but reveals you. May we continue to understand and believe and grow in our faith of how great thou art, that we too with the angels may say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.